Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Greta, I've been waiting for this story actually this morning because I really want to watch the video. Taylor Swift's new music clip. What is it called again? You Need to Calm Down?
Yeah, so the song came out last week, I think, about Friday Australia time. And the song has a very obvious LGBTQIA plus theme. It's extremely gay friendly. And it's all about sort of like essentially not bullying people for being gay, which is a great message. And there's also a sort of subcontext message about not comparing all the female pop stars to each other, which I think is also a good message because it's pretty frustrating that you can get a lot of, happens a lot in hip hop and rap, where you'll have all the male rappers sort of get to sit up at the same level, but then you get these sort of like Cardi B, Nicki Minaj sort of battles happening amongst many other female rappers that they don't actually start. The media sort of starts it for them.
Yes,
so she's addressing sort of, it's a sort of two-pronged song. I have to be honest, when I first heard the song, I personally found the message maybe a bit heavy handed, but then I sort of stepped back and I was like, no, Greta, you're 34, you're in a different place in your life. If this song is getting played in the US on their radio stations and teenagers are hearing it, and maybe people who are a bit older who are still not sold on the queer thing or the gay marriage rights.
But they're obsessed with Taylor Swift.
It's actually kind of good that she's using her platform in this way, even if the message is pretty in your face. And I guess I personally prefer subtlety, but maybe she's right. Maybe this isn't the place for subtlety. So the music clip came out overnight, and rather than have a shower, I watched it before I came into the studio.
Thank you so much.
No worries.
Oh, great. I love sitting in a studio with you with no fresh air. It's so good.
So the clip is very fun, and it's really stylized, and I'm a sucker for a big budget music clip. There's also a lot of Easter eggs in it, so there's heaps of sort of hidden, not actual Easter eggs.
I was like, what?
What? So little hidden secret messages throughout the clip, which are, I recommend sort of Googling them and looking them up, one of which is Ellen DeGeneres getting a tattoo that says Cruel Summer, which I thought was a reference to a Kanye West album, but it turns out I'm wrong, and it's probably the name of her next upcoming single. But the music clip features a whole lot of LGBT people, mainly Americans, and plenty of names that you would have heard: Laverne Cox, Todrick Hall, who I know you know, Daisy, Hayley Kiyoko, Jesse Tyler Ferguson, Justin Makita, all of the I nearly said Ab Fab. All of the Fab Five.
Yes. Yep.
The new Fab Five as well. I've got to say, and oh, last but not least, at the very end of the clip, and I really enjoyed this moment, her and Katy Perry reconcile.
Oh, cool.
Which I think is a really nice conclusion to that narrative that they're enemies and that they both can't exist.
Yeah, alongside each other.
Alongside each other.
Careers, yeah.
My only criticism of the clip, and this could be maybe my lack of knowledge in terms of who everyone is in the clip, so I really hope I'm wrong, but it did feel a little bit like it was lacking in representation from men who identify as trans and the intersex community. I guess my desire for these sort of clips is if you're going to cast LGBTQIA plus people, you do want to address the whole rainbow, if you will. Now, again, it could just be my lack of knowing how people identify, because there are lots of people in the clip. So I could have missed something. My other request, and I'm sure this will happen, is that all profits from the song are donated to, you know, a bunch of organizations in the US or even globally. Because I know there's still some really bad gay rights stuff in the US, but there's really bad stuff elsewhere.
Yeah.
So that would be my secondary request. But yeah, when I step back and sort of take off my adult head and put on my teenage head, I think it's a really good move from Taylor.
Good points there, Greta Reno. And I know Taylor Swift is listening to our show this morning and sure she'll take your points on board.
If you are listening, Taylor, it is our donation drive. So please head to joy.org.au.
And we'll take $1 million from you because you're very loaded. Speaking of Taylor Swift, here is the song. Well played, Greta, plugging this in. This is the Bloody Marys this morning. You're on Joy.
But you're taking shots at me like it's Patron, and I'm just like, damn, it's 7 a.m. Say it in the street, that's a knockout. But you say it in a tweet, that's a cop-out. And I'm just like, hey, are you okay? And I ain't trying to mess with your self-expression, but I've learned a lesson that's stressing and obsessing about somebody else is no fun. And snakes and stones never broke my bones, so you need to calm down. You're being too loud. And I'm just like, you need to just stop. But can you just not slip on my gown? You need to calm down. Somebody that we don't know, but you're coming at my friends like a missile. Why are you mad when you could be glad? Could be glad. Sunshine on the street at the parade, but you would rather be in the dark age. Just making that sign must have taken all night. Need to take several seats and then try to restore the peace and control your urges to scream about all the people you hate. 'Cause shade never made anybody less gay. So over there on the internet, comparing all the girls who are killing it. But we figured you out, we all know now. We all got crowns, you need to calm down. Oh, 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 oh. You need to calm down. You need to calm down. You're being too loud. You're being too loud. And I'm just like, oh, 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 oh. You need to just stop. Can you stop? Like, can you just not?
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.